Hey everyone, Lorenzo with Hacking Leadership, and welcome to another Leadership Roundtable. We're doing a new segment this year called This Is Your Leadership, and today's guest is Thomas Ward. Thomas, 10-year veteran of the food industry, founder of Pig Floyd's, and host of Beyond the Smoke podcast. So welcome to the show, and tell me a little bit about yourself, Thomas.
What an intro. I don't know what to say now.
I covered it all, man. I just read your resume.
I'm done. Yeah, I own a small little barbecue joint here in Orlando that has become popular. Thanks to everybody that goes to visit. I started in the food industry long before I started in the restaurant business, which was probably 10 years ago. But we used to distribute ice cream. My family, I guess. So I started working in that business when I was 13, forcefully, because I think my dad believes in child labor.
I share my uncle owned a catering company in Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember, like, I'll never forget, I was 11, 12, 13 years old washing industry dishes, right, for like $50 a day. But that was like two starter t-shirts that I could buy.
So it was like, hey,
I'm signing me up, right?
You got paid.
I got paid, dude.
I didn't get paid.
Right. You just did the work. Yeah. You got to eat, right?
Yeah. They sent me out with these salesmen and they would be pissed because they would have to pay for shit for my food. Yeah. And they're like, Thomas, your son eats like a, you know, it's like an animal. Can you give us some stipend so that we can pay for his food? But it was a great experience to learn, you know, work ethic from a young age. And, I think that business is obviously totally different than what I'm in currently. And and it was a great kickstarter to my business career and also to learn, you know, leadership. Because at that point, my dad had about 300 employees.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a bigger company. And, you know, it's interesting to see the different perspectives of people that work in different industries. Going into that business and understanding, I didn't know anything, right? So first of all, I didn't know how to cook. I didn't know anything about restaurant equipment. I didn't know how to, I mean, I didn't know so many things. And looking back, I'm like, how the hell did I do that?
Right.
I try to explain to everybody, the restaurant business is a stepping stone to whatever career you want to do. Right? So if you're an actor, you're going to work at a restaurant because you need to make money. And there's the possibility that you might meet somebody that can take you there. I have a lot of people that want to be nurses and all that, but they need to pay their bills. Right? I don't see a lot of lifers in the restaurant business. And the lifers that I do have, when I mean lifers are people that are going to stick around and see, are people that are counting on me to expand. And to show them growth.
There you go.
And if I don't show them growth, they're going to get tired. And they're going to move on. So those are very few people that I consider exist in the restaurant industry. More importantly, a lot of people in the restaurant business either work their business, right? They're there every day, 24 hours a day. Or like me, I want to work my business, but I don't want to work in the business. So I hired a manager. Can I make more money if I got rid of the manager? Probably. But I have a great manager, and I don't have to micromanage him.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's the people business. Right,
it is.
It's an industry similar to others where you spend most of your time just really managing or leading or both with people. And anytime it's people related, it really creates this very gray area because again, it's like there are certain things that are black and white, very simple, and you know whether they're from a legal standpoint or HR standpoint, like whatever the case is, like those are pretty much defined. Everything else and policies and procedures for the most part are built in to protect the business from things that are going on, but you have space to, you know, work within those policies and those protections to do what is either the right thing for the employee or the right thing for the customer, and or provide some space to make a better decision with more information later on. I want to pull back to a couple things that you said to kind of go a little bit deeper. You talked a lot about spending the time with the team and and creating kind of this environment where you understand what they're looking for. Like you mentioned all the different careers that people are into, and then lifers, right? Mm-hmm. And talking really about caring about people, right? Because I think that when you prioritize people's priorities, that's a way of showing that you care about them. When you are well aware that their willingness to stay in the industry and to work with you is on your shoulders of providing them with opportunity and growth, mm-hmm. right? That to me is showing more care than just telling somebody thank you every day, right? You're actually putting actions into place to show somebody that you care about them through what you're providing them an opportunity. But what does that mean to you when you think about your team and how you care about people and building that out?
Listen, man, like I am their dad, mm-hmm. okay? But I'm their dad that they don't have to report to, in the sense, like, you know, as a family member. I'm their dad that, hey, what do you need, man? You need to move? Okay, I'll hire movers for you. Or I don't want to say some of the things that I've done, because I think sure. I don't do them for the reason of, oh, yeah, let me show off. But I've bought people some things mm-hmm. that were necessary for their everyday life.
Yep.
And I made sure that they were taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it shows that I really do care about everybody that works at my business. Mm-hmm. I really do. I mean, unless they show me otherwise.
Right. Absolutely.
And yeah. and that's what, you know, I think everybody's great mm-hmm. until you show me.
Absolutely.
Your different side.
Yep.
They'll show you yeah. eventually, right?
And then when they do, you got to believe them.
And you got to believe them. Right. You yeah. got to catch that yeah, on, yeah. and now we're going to yeah. deal with you in a different way.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of great people in this industry. Mm-hmm. I have in my staff right now what I consider 5 lifers. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
And they showed me that through a pandemic. Mm-hmm. We were talking about that the other day. Literally, when the restaurant shut down, mm-hmm. they said, we're going to be here every day. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Mm-hmm. That to me
yep.
is like, They will be taken care of. However, if I open 100 Pink Floyds, they've put in the effort and the energy to become what we will be
absolutely.
In 10 years.
Yeah,
and that's something that you need to understand, that not a lot of people are willing to do. Mm-hmm. The most important thing too is that I am not a micromanager. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be a hovercraft. I don't yeah. want to be around mm-hmm. that situation. I hate that. Mm-hmm. I hire accountability coaches for that mm-hmm. and for me
right.
personally, but I don't want to be that.
Yeah. So it's interesting, right? Because a part of the segment for This Is Your Leadership is that we actually had a chance to talk to some people.
But first, a few words from our sponsors.
Thomas is a great leader because he cares. He really does. He has a great heart. And it's not just about business. With his staff, it's personal. So with me and him, we go back, but it's personal, and he really cares about the staff.
He cares, genuinely cares about all the humans that work for him. So he doesn't just care about you being his employee. He cares about, like, your life, what's going on outside of the four walls.
What makes Thomas a great leader is he thinks of everyone as human. He doesn't look at the financial aspect. He doesn't think of people as dollar signs. He thinks of people as people. He takes care of the people that he cares about.
So where most leaders would just make you keep powering through, about a month ago, he recognized, like, hey, we're super short-staffed. We need to take a step back and take care of the staff and the people that we have working for us. So ultimately, he made the decision for us to close on Mondays. And it's been super beneficial in terms of the morale in the store, everybody's stress level, and that's not necessarily the best business decision regarding finances, but he was like, this is the best business decision for our staff and where we are right now. So it's not always about profit. He cares more about people. So I guess people over profit.
A big part of this is, I think, you know, we talked a little bit earlier before we started the show about real leaders don't do it for the credit. Real leaders don't do it for the ego.
I don't really
right?
care, man.
Real leaders don't make decisions to do things for people to pat themselves on the back. It's literally how you show up for your people, how they view you, how they see you, and what you do every single day. And knowing that the responsibility of leadership is providing them with inspiration and motivation. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's hard love and tough love. And sometimes it's allowing them to have the space they need to be who they're going to be and then allowing them to do that type of work. So that was the first clip. We have another one for you here about another thing you talked about, which is around empowerment and allowing people to be themselves.
Yeah, what makes Thomas a great leader is he likes to sit back and watch. He doesn't micromanage at all. He also will tell you what you're doing wrong if you do something wrong, but he will also not sit there on top of you and breathe over your neck while you're doing it.
He definitely does not micromanage at all. Kind of just gives you the reins and lets you make the mistakes, and he just helps you along the way. One thing that I've learned working for him is just take it day by day. It's a long-term game, not short-term, so try to find that work-life balance and just give it your all every day.
With me, for example, he's allowed me to be very hands-on in things that maybe I wouldn't have necessarily been allowed to do with other companies. So he just is like, we'll try it. If it works, it's awesome. If it doesn't, it's okay.
Listen, man, I've failed so much, right? Mm-hmm. As a human and as a business guy, that I think a lot of people need to see that part. Mm-hmm. Because it's not all about like, oh, it's pretty, it's successful, this guy's freaking killing it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of guys that are killing it. Mm-hmm. But like, I have a mentor, he's been bankrupt twice. Mm-hmm. And he's killing it, right? And I think a lot of people don't get that part.
Yeah.
They live their lives and, you know, it's – I think entrepreneurs are taking a very different step mm-hmm. on how to live life. And it's this side is lonely. It's painful. It's mm-hmm. – you got to make decisions that are not the best mm-hmm. for yourselves, but it's the best for the company, mm-hmm. right? And I mean, you know it. Yeah. You deal with people every day. It's just mm-hmm. like,
yep.
How do you take care of somebody that's taking care of you?
That's the ultimate feeling of actual leadership, that responsibility, mm-hmm. right? To be, to want to provide somebody the same level of, you know, opportunity or experience or whatever that might be that they are providing you by the work that they do every single day. Mm-hmm. And I think that, like, to me, I spent a lot of years as an assistant salaried manager, mm-hmm. 60, 70 hours a week, even more sometimes. And it was very much like every day, like Groundhog Day, as far as the actual operations of what you do. But what ends up happening over that time is you start to build relationships with people. Mm-hmm. You start to watch people grow. You start to see them achieve their personal goals. You start to see them buy their first car, then their first house. You see them have kids. Like all of a sudden, you're now this really big part, kind of like the executive producer of their life to a degree, mm-hmm. where all the things that have happened for them are a result of their own hard work. Sometimes they don't see it and they don't realize it. But many times they do. When they cross some of those bridges of life for success, they go, well, I owe it, right, to my leader who was there for me and gave me the chance and gave me the things and stood up for me and pushed me when I needed to be pushed and fought for me when he needed to fight for me and treated me in that space. And I think that's a big thing. And I know one of the things that we're doing this year in Hacking Your Leadership podcast is giving people their flowers and making sure that we're highlighting great leaders in different industries because of what their people say and feel.
That's very nice.
Right? And so we have one last clip.
I've learned I could be successful just coming from where I come from or him coming from where he come from. We both have similar backgrounds as far as coming from not much to having something. I would like to thank you for giving me the opportunity to be a part of the Pink Floyd's family.
One of his styles that I've definitely paid more attention to is just observing people more and watching them rather than, you know, trying to help them, you know, let them try to help themselves and then, you know, help them from there after, you know, you've seen how they perform. Thank you for everything you do, man. You're definitely the best boss that I've ever had.
I'm so grateful to work for the company that I do, and I appreciate him.
I appreciate you for everything that you've done for me, and I'm going to continue to stick it out and get through this crazy time that we're in right now.
Anything you want to tell your team before we wrap up the show?
I think they're great. They're they're putting the effort, and I think that's the most important part nowadays. I don't see a lot of people out there putting effort into getting better and into pushing, you know, a crazy idea that was born. Well, that was born out of necessity. To see that, you know, I want to grow something and I want to make it viable and I want to make it big is impressive to see people that are willing to take that jump with you, because I don't have a lot of people that have helped me other than, you know, people that have really believed in me in moving up and just building the company. I mean, I have these crazy investors that have invested with me and are still like, they love me. They treat me like I'm their son. And I'm like, how? Like, how do these people see that? Because I don't personally see it in myself. Mm-hmm. And that's the hard part about it.
Yeah.
Right? It's just, as humans, we kind of kill. I told you, like, my standards are super high.
Mm-hmm.
So, in seeing that other people see that I bring some sort of value,
mm-hmm.
is super important.
We appreciate it. Your people appreciate it. You're doing great work. Where can people find out more about you, Pig Floyds, and the Beyond the Smoke podcast?
We live in a social media world, so I'm just going to say Facebook and Instagram, Pig Floyds. I think we're pretty active there. I'm pretty active in our social media, just because I think social media needs a character, mm-hmm. and a story. And I think we've tried painting that story very well and putting the character and people understanding how hard and what it takes to just build something from the ground up.
Yep. Awesome. Well, thank you again for hanging out with us today on the show. Right. We appreciate it. Thank you for your leadership.
I appreciate it.
And thank you all, and we'll talk to you all next time.
Thanks.